We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour two of Fans of the Pros rolls on. Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister here with you till 7 o'clock tonight, as we are every Friday evening. Breaking down Saints-Panthers as well. We'll get into the LSU Tigers and the Gamecocks. Going to get a chance to speak with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, at 6:10 tonight. We'll get into a little bit of fantasy action at 6:30. But before all of that, Deuce and I are going to run to the phone lines. You can call us or text us at the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. But now, D on the line. D making her second appearance back-to-back weeks now here on the Fans and the Pro Show. One of the best calls in show history last week. So, D, we appreciate you calling back, and thanks for holding. How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing good, D. We're doing good. What do you think about this game this weekend?
I was going to call in initially and say happy to have our receivers back, but now it looks like it's just going to be run Kamara and run Murray until their legs fall off. I think we have the advantage there, though, because the front seven for Carolina is very talented, but they tend to give up a lot of run yards. I think they're giving up about 5 yards a run, if I'm not mistaken, so we can definitely take advantage there. I know we're seeing Teddy Bridgewater again, and it's a brand new look. It's no longer the Cam Newton Panthers. It's Teddy, it's Joe Brady, it's Matt Rule. And the advantage that Teddy has is that he doesn't make the big mistake. He's very patient. We saw that last year when he was our quarterback for the 5 games. What made it easier for our defense was the fact that, you know, they knew that he wasn't going to make the big turnover. He's not scared to take a sack. He's not scared to throw the ball away on third down. So that's what his advantage is. On defense, our defense is going to win this game. And the reason I say that is because Teddy likes to throw those 5-6 yard passes and depends on their playmakers to make a play. Our defense has to come up and tackle. They cannot let those 5-6-7 yard catches turn into 15-20-25 yard plays. They cannot come up, make the tackle, and we'll win. The game plan is not that hard anymore. You put the ball in your running back's stomach and let them go for it.
Well, I know this. You certainly match up with what we're hoping for. I think you're right. I think the thing that you do have in this game, and you talk about the injuries to Mike Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, what you do have is Alvin Kamara, you have Latavius Murray, and you have an offensive line that is supposed to be one of the strengths of your football team. So give the ball to those running backs. And I do agree. I think, you know, the good thing with this game, and I think this is the most interesting storyline of this football game, is this is a defense that has seen this offense a whole lot. And, yes, there's some things that are different, but the bread and butter is what the Saints run. And so, like you said, the issue with this group, right, has been the big play, the big issues. And this is not necessarily an offense that's doing a ton of that down the field stuff. So it'd be interesting to watch that chess match a little bit.
Absolutely. D. I think Andrew Speed. Go ahead, Deuce. Yeah.
No, I was about to say, now, you know, Coach Payton ain't going to sit there and do exactly what we think he's supposed to do as far as running the football. Now, me and Zach said before the show opened, he going to throw the football. He's going to throw the football. Now, you know, the question is, will we have any success throwing the football? But now, you know, it's just not in him. He's not going to do it. You don't think that's going to be the case?
I pray that that Sean sees the advantage. I think he's going to hit Kamara a lot out of the backfield, and I hope that satisfies the taste buds of the pass, but please just let him run the ball. That's all we're begging. And you know who's going to make some money, and I haven't heard this yet. They're going to earn their contract. Andres Pete, we talk a lot about the contract that Pete received, but he struggles a lot in pass rushing, but this is the game for him. He's a big body. He's a brawler. He's a run blocker. So hopefully he'll earn his money, open up some holes, and hopefully Sean says, okay, that's good enough. We'll run the ball till we can't no more.
Amen, Deuce.
I hope so. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, listen, she hopes so, too. We all hope so. You know, what, I mean, let's be honest. I hope Coach Payton calls me in 20 minutes and goes, you don't think I'll run the football? Hold my beer. That's what I hope. We all got hopes right now. But I think that's the right strategy. We'll just see if we actually get to see it, right? It is what it is. That's why, at the end of the day, Deuce, we're on a radio show and he runs a football team. So, you know, what do we know?
Absolutely.
We'll see. The offense shouldn't be the problem, but I agree with you. I think the defense needs to win this football game. D, you're 2 for 2. It's another excellent phone call. We appreciate you calling in. Always good talking with you.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it. Who dat?
All right. Who dat? All right, Deuce. I love it when D calls.
Yes, sir. She's right? Good. She knows football.
She's outstanding. She's outstanding. Yeah. She knows football. She absolutely does. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the issues that this offensive line of the Carolina Panthers has had in their 3 losses, and can the New Orleans Saints take advantage of some of those holes? We'll talk about it and lots more. You're listening to Fans and the Pros on WWL. Welcome back to Fans and the Pros here on WWL. So, Deuce, I've been teasing this too long now. We got to spend a little bit of time with D, which is always good, but I want to get back to this. This Carolina Panthers offense, I really do, I believe, has overperformed what most expectations were of it. And not as an assault on the offense, because it's actually a very talented group. But with the amount of – with the short time they had this offseason to get prepared with a new system, you know, I think it really goes to show just how important it is to have the quarterback on the same page and what a difference that can make, because Teddy Bridgewater's been in a very similar system, you know, for a couple of years in New Orleans. He's a very talented group of wide receivers in DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, Curtis Samuel, and obviously with Christian McCaffrey, one of the top backs in football, and in his absence, as he's been nursing a high ankle sprain, Mike Davis. So there's a lot of talent there. But I do think still the big hole on with this group, the thing that has held this offense back a little bit, has been this offensive line. You know, they traded Trey Turner to the Chargers in the offseason, you know, who was their best offensive lineman. They did get Russell Okun back in that deal, but, you know, Russ is a guy that's always, you know, in my opinion, he's a run blocker, always has been a run blocker. He's an athletic guy, long football player, but he struggled a little bit so far this year. You know, I think really Tyler Moton has been a very good football player for them at the right tackle spot. It's the interior of this line that I think has struggled a little bit, and you've seen it show up in some games, right? So you've given up 12 sacks. It's 18th in the National Football League. It's not so bad. The problem is your offensive line has given up 9 sacks on the season. 3 of those sacks came from other sides. 8 of those came in the 3 losses. The games where this offense has really struggled, it's really been the offensive line that has struggled in those football games. And so as you come into this, I think the Saints are coming off their best performance as a defensive line of the year against the Chargers. I thought they did a good job getting after Justin Herbert. I thought he did a good job of dealing with it. But I really did feel like they did a nice job, you know, getting after him. And I think that is going to be the real key to this football game is, can they apply pressure to Teddy Bridgewater? Because, you know, we talk with D about, you know, hey, you got to come up and make a tackle. And I don't have a ton of confidence if Teddy Bridgewater is getting the ball consistently to these playmakers, that this offense isn't going to move up and down the field on us if we're not able to apply pressure to Teddy Bridgewater.
I agree with you to a point. I still believe somewhere in that secondary that they feel like that they can play elite. And the yak yardage that you and D are both referring to will be critical, that we don't allow them. You talk about two of the speedsters, and really all three of them, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, as well as Samuel. They like to just use him as a wild card. You can't let those guys beat you. I mean, you cannot do it. You know, Sean has talked about not allowing the best player to beat you, and we know what happened when you played against the Raiders, and you allowed that to happen. And, you know, I just feel like that they will have a better plan. And so for this team, it starts up front. And for me, that's definitely where it started. I mean, so we have to be able to get push. We have to be able to tackle in space. We cannot allow this team to really get comfortable, and you can't really let Teddy get comfortable. I mean, if you go back and you look at that Bears game, it was because they came up, they forced it. I felt like that they got physical with those receivers, and it was just, you know, an ugly Bears win, and that's how they want to play. I'm not saying that that's how we're going to play and that's who we want to be, but you can't allow those receivers to feel comfortable. And, you know, I just think that you have to be able to make Teddy have to make some throws. And what I mean by that is, hey, look, this is a tight window. You've got to show me that you're willing to take this tight window, whether that's on a post, whether that's on a corner route, whether that's just a drag across the middle. You've got to make him say, that's a tight window. Do you really want to throw the football there? And make him have to hesitate. So whether that's a hit, whether that's a sack, whatever it may be, that's where you have to be able to win this football game.
You talk about the ability to come up and get physical with the wide receivers. It's something the Bears did very well. It's something that the Saints were really built to do when they had Janoris Jenkins and Marshawn Lattimore, which they will again this week. Janoris missed a couple of games with a shoulder injury. And, you know, these two wide receivers, really both of them, Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore, neither one of them are real big guys. DJ Moore is a 6-foot-tall receiver. Robbie Anderson is 6'3". But it's a real, real thin 6'3".
He's thin.
He is a thin football player. And so, you know, how much do you think of an impact is getting Janoris Jenkins back for this game going to have on the defense? Just with the style they can play with him.
Well, and I think, you know, you go back to exactly what they wanted to do early in the year, you know, and that's what it allows them to do. And, you know, you want to play bump and run, you want to play press man, well, you've got the two corners that can go out there and do it. Now, you've got to be on top of your game because, hey, look, this team will take some shots at you until you show teams that you're willing to not get handsy. They're going to take some shots at you. I mean, and so it may be 3rd and 10. It may be 3rd and long, and they feel like, hey, look, let's just take a shot. And that's where you're telling the guys you're playing the sticks, you're playing safeties, you have to make sure that you're getting over the top, and, you know, we can come up and tackle a team. But we're not giving up 35, 40 yards just because we got relaxed and we got lazy and we played great for the first two downs, but the third down we gave them a conversion. And so, you know, I think this team can come up and tackle. I think that they're in a prime position to be able to play a lot more man. And, you know, even when you're playing man, you still have to talk. When you have crossing routes, when you have mesh concepts, different things of that nature, you've just got to be able to talk, you know, and make sure that you're all on the same page and understanding, hey, look, if it's motion here, I'm going to take the first guy. If this guy is a cutter here, I'll rob against him. I mean, it's just different things that you can do from a defensive standpoint, but everybody has to be on the same page.
We talk about the wide receivers and the talent at that position for this football team, but it's not just there. Mike Davis, who has filled in for the injured Christian McCaffrey, has been sensational since he entered the lineup, leads the NFL currently with 21 broken tackles. And remember, that's with the first two games being played by Christian McCaffrey. Since week three, ranks tied for first among running backs with 24 receptions, 4th in rushing yards after contact, 8th in total scrimmage yards. He has really been the workhorse for this offense. And he's done it in a different way, obviously, to fill in for a guy like Christian McCaffrey. Those are big shoes to fill. And he's not doing it the same way. Low, compact guy, 5'9", 220 pounds. But he's really been a physical component to this offense that they didn't necessarily have with Christian McCaffrey. Mike Davis, to say it plainly, Deuce, has been a problem for almost every team they've faced.
Well, I can tell you this, Zach. You better get low with Mike Davis. If not, he is going to have you on his highlight tape because he is a little thumper. He will run over you, period. He's not the biggest guy, like you said, but thickness, lower body, I know he squat. He squat the whole rack. I mean, I just know it. He going under, he's squatting the whole rack. And he just a little bowling ball. And so you better get low because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. And he got a little spin move to him as well, I think, where you can, you know, as a defender, as a former running back, I don't want to do it. But he's got a little spin move to him as well where he tries to use it. But, you know, he can break some tackles with it. He's not going to give you a lot as far as, you know, when you're talking about shaking a guy. If it's going to be some shaking, it's going to be 1 foot in the ground. I'm going to put my shoulders down. He's not going to be a guy that's I'm going to give you a lot. If it is, it's up high. It's with my shoulders. He's going to dip that shoulder, and he's going to try to dig you out and move you as far as a defender that's coming up and tackling. And so, you know, he wasn't a guy that you would be known for as a receiver as well. They do get the ball to him, check down type stuff. But, you know, he has been a pleasant surprise, and they want to be physical. He is a physical back. They pride themselves as being a physical team. You know, that's what Coach Matt has kind of changed that model, that mentality for them. They want to be the physical, tough, you know, old school, old AFC type team. You talk about the coaching days of Matt Rhule, you know, up in Temple, down at Baylor. You know, even when he was with the Giants, he's a physical type brand. That's what they want to play. So you have to bring it a little bit because he ain't an easy player to tackle.
We're going to flip the sides of the ball. We're going to step away first. The Carolina Panthers in this year's draft became the first team in the common draft era that began in 1967 to spend all of its draft pick on defensive football players. This is a very young but talented group on the defensive side of the ball for the Panthers. Deuce and I are going to take a look at them, see what we think the Saints can do to break them down. Lots to come. You're listening to Fans and the Pros here on WWL. Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Deuce and I are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll pass it off to the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Alan Waddell and Brad Lumine with the best prep football coverage in the state of Louisiana. Also, in the 6 o'clock hour, going to get a chance to talk with Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, kind of discuss their upcoming matchup with the Gamecocks, and then a little fantasy football before I put Deuce on the spot and make him guess what the score of this game will be. Though he never gives me a score, it's always Saints by X. That's what it is.
Range.
Always a range. I don't know. The one time you gave me a score, you missed by like one total point. So I would have thought it would have encouraged you to continue doing that, but it hasn't.
No.
All right, Deuce. I'll let you go. I'll give you a pass again. All right, so you look at this group defensively, the Carolina Panthers. I thought going into this was really the whole for this football team. They lose Luke Kuechly to retirement last year. You get a new defensive coordinator in Phil Snow, and the Carolina Panthers, you know, go out and draft 7 defensive football players. It's a very young group. And yet, you know, what I think you really see on tape is a defensive football team that does not have the talent to be good, but has the effort you need to be functional. And you know, if you put great talent with the effort this team is playing with defensively right now, you'd have a very good defensive football team. I think they're a couple of years away from it still. But at the end of the day, it's one of these groups that you go and play and you wake up the next day and you don't feel real good. You know, their number one overall pick, Derrick Brown, who Auburn graduate, who left Auburn leading the NCAA over his last two seasons with 26 TFLs. And that's an unusual statistic, Deuce, to have a defensive tackle lead in that category. But he's picked up.
You got to tell the people what TFLs. Some people know.
Tackles for loss. I apologize. Tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was, you know, his MO at Auburn. He's a guy that can slip tackles at the line of scrimmage. He's very disruptive. He's in the backfield a lot. And he's been just that in Carolina. Currently leads all rookies with 6 tackles for loss. That's 6th best in the National Football League. So not just good for a rookie, playing at a high level in general in the National Football League, and a guy that the Saints are going to have to contend with. And, you know, we've talked about Andres Pete on this show and some of the struggles he's had. In the passing game, Nick Easton is going to be out. He's got a concussion. So you're going to see Cesar Ruiz make the start in this football game. And Derrick Brown is a disruptor and somebody the Saints are going to have to handle.
Yeah, and I really agree with you, Zach. When you talk about this defense, I like this defense. You know, I just don't think that they have the upper echelon of talent. You know, and so that's just a talent issue. This group plays hard. They go out there, they compete, and they try to be physical with you. I mean, they want to hit you. They want you to feel them as far as the defense is concerned. But, you know, when you look at it, you know, as far as 11 players, you just don't have elite talent across the board. They play hard, but I think that if you go out there and execute and run your stuff, even I think that at some times you can get them with maybe some formation stuff or some certain route combination just because they haven't seen a lot of it yet. Now, they got some guys on the back end, safety-wise, that have played. But, you know, when you talk about the overall corners, both of those guys, maybe without their top three corners, you know, that's tough. That's tough on any team. And so physical team, they can get after you, rushing the quarterback. They don't have a ton as far as, you know, guys that say, you know, even Brian Burns, a former Florida State guy, when you look at him, you know, he's long, he's lean, but if it's me, I'm running the football straight at him. He's a pass rusher, and now he's, you know, I think, what, this is his second year in the league. He's in his second system, so he's still trying to get his feet wet in it. So they've got young, talented players, but yeah, I mean, and also, I don't think it'll take a couple years for them to be good. I think, you know, the way free agency and the money that they have allocated, I think you can spin your way and get to where you want to go as far as funding is concerned. But this defense can be a problem. Right now they're just young and, you know, they don't have elite talent.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect assessment of this group, Deuce. And, you know, you see some things they're doing well. You know, I think it's – you mentioned, you know, the back end of this defense and the injuries that they've got right now and a possibility. I don't think it's not been declared, right? But you've got 3 guys back there, Dante Jackson, the former LSU Tiger, being one of them, that we don't expect to play. That group has played well and I think, quite honestly, deserves some credit. You know, it's not easy to give up 218 yards a game passing and only have 5 sacks on the season through 6 games.
Right.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah, Dante, he's dealing with lower body injuries, and so we know he could tell you my biggest asset is my speed. And so if I can't, you know, push or run like I normally can, that's a problem. Rasul Douglas, the other corner, he's out. He goes into the COVID protocol like Emmanuel Sanders. And so, you know, when you talk about only giving up 220 yards, but you only have 5 sacks, you kind of wonder, what are they doing? This team is just running it down their throats? I mean, they're having some success doing that. But, you know, it's because they're young, but they're making plays on the back end.
Yeah, more situational football, and this is an area where I really think the Saints can exploit this defense. Saints have been really good on third down. That has been a real calling card of this offense since Sean Payton has been the head coach. They're currently 4th in the National Football League, 49% conversion rate against the Panthers defense, giving up 51% of third down conversions. And again, Deuce, if you're playing in this game and you have a run game and you got a defense that you just don't know yet, maybe that they're where they need to be, It's keeping your offense on the field against a young defense that's given up that type of a percentage. That's a real pathway to victory for this team, certainly offensively.
Definitely offensively. You know, for the Saints, normally if you've got your full complement of receivers, you would see all types of personnel and packages. And I still think the Saints, you know, they're going to call up a couple of players from the practice squad, whether that's Austin Carr or
Juwan Johnson, Tommy Lee,
you know, whether all three of those guys or one of those guys or two of those guys, I still think Sean will use a lot of different packages just to see how they match up. You know, last game, Troutman wasn't up. I figure he'll be up this game. You know, I think that he will use some different packages just to see how they react. Just to see how they react, how do they – all right, do they go 4-3? Do they stay in nickel? You know, if I give them the one formation that the Saints have used a little bit, which was interesting, was Alvin Kamara as really the number two receiver. They've got two tailbacks in the game, and they bring the fullback in the game, Mike in the game, and then you've got Latavius as the traditional running backs. Well, the Saints have used Alvin as a receiver as well as only one receiver and one tight end. How do you match that? How are you going to play that? Are you going to go nickel? You know, because if you're the Saints and you're going to play me nickel and that, I'm going to run it down your throat all day. You know, and so I want to see how do they use those matchups. I mean, because, okay, I'm going to use Alvin in a slot, and I am going to flex my tight end, Jared Cook, out now, and not he won't be an inline tight end. How are you going to match up to that? You know, and so I want to see some of those things and just see how that defense reacts to some of that personnel, some of those looks. And then, you know, that's just with Alvin. What do you do when Taysom comes in? And, you know, you follow some of the comments that their coaches have talked about it. You label him as a joker. He's a joker player. So are you listing him as one of the third tight ends in this particular formation? Is he a receiver in this particular formation? If he lines up in the backfield, he's not a quarterback. He's lined up right there offset of the quarterback this time. How are you labeling him? And so that's one of the things that you'll see kind of Sean try to figure out in those first 15 plays in this matchup.
All right, Deuce and I will continue this conversation. Again, we're going to get into the LSU Tigers when we get into the 6 o'clock hour, as well as our fantasy update. And I want you, if you've got some questions for your own fantasy team, shoot us a text to 504-260-1870 and let us know what you're looking to hear and who you're trying to fill in. I know my team is like the walking wounded. We'll have Andrew Erickson, senior fantasy analyst for Pro Football Focus, at 6:30. Lots to come. You're listening to Fans and the Pros on WWO. Deuce and I will get into the LSU Tigers as they take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. We're going to get a chance to talk with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, see what he thinks about TJ Finley's first start for the purple and gold, as well as a little fantasy football action, plus Deuce and I's predictions for this weekend's game. You're listening to Fans and the Pros here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.